la 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 la
לעולם יסדר אדם שבחו של אדונו.
One should always praise one's master and then pray his prayer. One whose heart is pure and wishes to pray his prayer, or is in trouble and cannot praise his master, what is he? Even though he cannot aim the heart and will, why should he diminish his master's praise? Rather, he will praise his master, even though he cannot aim. And then he shall pray his prayer. From Zohar for All, again. One should always praise one's master, and then pray his prayer. One whose heart is pure and wishes to pray his prayer, or is in trouble and cannot praise his master, what is he? Even though he cannot aim the heart and will, why should he diminish his master's praise? Rather, he will praise his master, even though he cannot aim. And then he shall pray his prayer.
בבקשה, חברים, פרנץ.
Go ahead, friends. French. Hello, friends.
Hungarian, Polish, and French.
Welcome to the preparation that Polish and French 110s made. The 10s met several times this week, and in French 1, we were so excited by the friends in Poland and Hungary and the meetings and their dedication to the work. It's a real exemplary 10. They're fun to work with. In the first meeting, we understood that gratitude was the topic of this preparation. It might sound odd because of the special time we're in between the straits. So what's to be grateful for? For all the blows we suffered. And the world suffered in these 3 weeks, but exactly, friends, despite everything that happened and might still happen, we should begin by thanking the Creator for thanking us in this, for caring for us in this time, especially this year. The disturbances came close to us, close to the friends in Petah Tikva. But in Nebaruch, we learned that we will hold strong because our inner temple stands on strong foundations because of the method that Rabbah Aslam Rabash gave us. So let's thank the Creator not only for protecting us and giving us fear, so we will continue
et que nous nous laissions guider vers les passages étroits
with faith and continue to want him and continue in all the paths and ways
that
we didn't go into
if
he didn't pressure us because he's given us all these challenges, we can rise each time to a new level, a new birth. Therefore, friends, let's be thankful for this special time.
Les choses les plus sérieuses qui soient notre Créateur.
Because now we can ask for the most serious things from the Creator. And nothing is more serious than building the unity between us to correct the vessels. And this way, build the inner temple in our hearts. And raise the prayer now during the lesson. Now I'm passing the mic to the great Zolt.
Thank you, Martin. Just continuing the gratitude. We are grateful to be here. We are grateful for our holy teacher. And especially during these days, we are grateful that we have the sensitivity and the strength to look at ourselves, see what is still missing, what is still broken. And although the ego is suffering, we are happy to turn to the Creator so He could take us closer to Him, so we could become similar to Him and give Him contentment, because this is the most important thing in our life. L'chaim. Petak Tikva, please.
Omer HaRambam.
Maimonides says, how is the intention? One should clear his heart from all the thoughts and see himself as though he is standing before the Shekhinah, divinity. Therefore, one should settle oneself a little prior to the prayer to aim his heart and then pray. The first Hasidim, adherents of the Hasidut, would spend 1 hour prior to the prayer, 1 hour after the prayer, and extend the prayer by 1 hour. Again, how is the intention? One should clear one's heart from all the thoughts and see himself as though he is standing before the Shekhinah, divinity. Therefore, one should settle oneself a little prior to the prayer to aim his heart and then pray. The first Hasidim would spend 1 hour prior to the prayer, 1 hour after the prayer, and extend the prayer by 1 hour.
Octi workshop. How can we help each other feel as if we are now standing before the Shekhinah? I repeat it. How can we help each other feel as if we are now standing before the Shekhinah?
אנחנו התכנסנו כאן, הכנו את עצמנו לקראת השיעור ורואים את...
We gathered here, we prepared ourselves ahead of the lesson, we see the importance, friends from the world clear giving us, friends who are many years on the path and not playing around. We're standing there in front of the Shekhinah. We just have to scratch that point and have to think that each one of us rises above to the upper lesson, and as one man and one heart we will receive all the wisdom.
We will receive all the wisdom and mainly the light that will soften our blocked hearts, help them open, help them bring all the friends inside into the heart. I wanted to say thank you for the team who prepared this preparation, for the excerpts they chose, for how we prepare the intention, how we organize ourselves, organize our hearts before the prayer, which is the lesson. And we know we can only do this together, so let's help each other feel the greatness of the occasion we are in.
Yeah, because truly this occasion is very special. And we are at a place where the Creator can help us and give us some advancement, a leap forward, because the Creator is waiting for the prayer for us to build a vessel with all the friends, with Rav, Rabash, everyone in the article, and we are capable of reaching prayer let's hold on to each other together and build such a vessel.
Yeah, the ability to come to a prayer is... We get it from the friends who give us complete confidence and equip us with faith. That we not only can, but this is our only work. And when we give this confidence to each other and pray, it gives strength to the prayer. And this is how we will succeed.
How can we help one another feel that we are standing now before the Shekhinah? Our dear Zohar writes, we constantly invest our efforts to build such a connection where our common goal is to raise divinity always, especially now, in this moment. I'll add that the Shekhinah, divinity, is the place where we reveal the Shochen, the dweller, where we reveal from the Creator the love and bestowal. We have to talk about it, remind each other that this is a place of connection, divinity, where we are connected. It's a place we're supposed to aspire to in the connection between us. And from that, the Creator will complete the work for us when we make efforts to reveal this place.
We signed a covenant, maybe not on paper, but internally, that we're going to discover the upper force between us, and each one committed to think about the others.
Omer Baal HaSulam.
Baal HaSulam says, if one does not have any desire or craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail and their desires and aspirations, although by his own quality, he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome. But according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new powers. Again, Baal HaSulam says, if one does not have any desire or craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail and their desires and aspirations to overcome. Although by his own quality he does not have these desires and cravings and power to overcome, but according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new partners.
Adam?
Adam?
Jetzt hier pour workshop actif. Quelle importance?
Active workshop. How important are the friends to you? Again, how important are the friends to you? Active workshop.
כמו הציטוט שקראנו עכשיו, לפי החן והחשיבות שמחשיב אלו אנשים, אז הוא מקבל כוחות חדשים.
Like the excerpt we just read now, to the extent that the friends are important to him, he gets new strength. We get these forces from each other and we can always open new slates in the work and get strength from each other. The minute we annul ourselves before each other, we give the group, we let the group format our hearts so it is more directed toward bestowal, toward connection, and then we have the strength to advance. This is a very special mechanism.
And in our state, nothing is more important than the friends, in the beginning at least, what we have in this picture. So the friends are the only place that can be in spiritual work. There's nothing else towards which to annul, to see your greatness. There's no other place where you can conceal your state. If not toward the friends, the attitude toward the friends, and that's why it's the path, it's the opening of the back of the path in spirituality. So there's nothing more important, friends.
Yeah, the importance of the friends may be the only thing that changes dozens of times in one day. It's something very dynamic, very elusive, that keeps on slipping from your hands, and you have to work on it again and again and again and raise the importance of the friends in the mind and in the heart. And both above reason and in the feeling. We cherish those moments when the friends become really, really, really important in your heart. That's it. These are very precious moments.
Yeah, I join Yuri. The point is, you understand how important it is, but the heart, the gap between. And that's the key, between how important are the friends and the key to realizing the purpose of life, and the heart is kicking that away, refuses, forgets about it, avoids it. Maybe that's a place for prayer. That the Creator will give us the power and desire to appreciate the friends. And we hear it every morning. If you don't appreciate the friends, you don't appreciate the Creator. If you don't approach the friends, you can approach the Creator. So may the Creator help us appreciate, value the treasure called the friends from the ten.
Now we have room to pray that they become even more important, like the Creator. Zohar writes, I can't think that there is something more important than the friends. They're both an inspiration and partners on the path and the presentation of the Creator for me.
Tfilat haverim.
Prayer of the friends. Creator, thank you for gathering us in this lesson. Please accept our gratitude for all the good you do and bestow to our friends. Help us scrutinize and unite all our deficiencies, our despair, and our hopes. To ask you the corrections we need in order to get closer to you through our beloved friends. And after this lesson, may we hear you say, my sons have defeated me.